This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I think it's more than fitting to say we welcome our guest and say good morning, Uncle Patrick.
Good morning.
How about this song is a soundtrack? 85. I once watched the movie Purple Rain, you know? Yeah. Sometimes you just sit and you just come across these movies and you're like, okay, cool, let me just sit and watch. And you realize, oh, okay, so it's got a soundtrack, it's by Prince.
Yeah.
And you look it up and you realize, oh, snap, 1985.
Wow.
Hey, and this was your vibe already by that time.
But isn't it that music, obviously, you know, translate, you know, into the many things that people actually go through, you know, on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's true.
And as a result, whether this music was produced, you know, 200 years back, if it, you know, relates to
the lyrical content,
people will basically just, you know, relate to it regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
No, man, thank you very much. And then good morning to Capricorn FM listeners across the breadth and length of the province.
Yeah. Mr. Patrick Mongo is joining us in studio. He's the acting head of marketing and communications at LEADER. And he is our friend of the show for today, getting to know him on a personal note.
So usually we talk to you, you know, you talk to the news guys, you be giving input and just talking about communications, what's going on at LEADER. But today we want to get to know more about you personally. Okay. And the song that you played is actually a song that you requested.
Yeah.
So are you a Prince fan, or is it a matter of you just love Purple Rain, the song?
Well, I just love the Purple Rain, the song. In fact, when he passed on, I was driving from Gauteng. And then there was a dedication to, you know, to his life, and people were asked to, you know, just to choose one of his, you know, songs.
Mm-hmm.
And this song came very, very, very strongly. People, almost everyone wanted the song. And I wanted to hear exactly what the song is.
Purple Rain.
Yeah.
So that's when you fell in love with the song.
Exactly. I've always known the song, but I didn't even know that it was a Prince song.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So how long have you been with LEADER? I mean, no spana ko GNT before, ne?
Look, GNT is a subsidiary of LEADER.
Yeah.
So it was a transfer from, you know, LEADER to GNT.
Right.
And then I went back in 2018.
Okay.
I started with LEADER in 2012 as a result of amalgamation of economic development agencies in the province. That was LEADER. I mean, sorry, LIPSA. Till LADC as well as LIMDEF. So they came together in 2012 to form LEADER.
Yeah.
So that's how I was also transferred into the new organization. Now in 2016, the then CEO of GNT, Mr. Tlongwani, you know, felt that GNT needed, you know, a fully fledged marketing and communications department, so that you know, we can start to do work around the PR, around the many things that GNT, you know, was to the people of the province. And that's how management felt at the time that I was, you know, the guy that must go and do the job.
So you were the guy that's been selling us GNT.
Yeah, well, I'm the guy that was doing that, you know. And then in 2018, you know, they felt that because LEADER has got so many subsidiaries, it would be maybe proper, you know, to centralize marketing and communications at a group level so that we can do shared service. In other words, we are still doing work for, you know, for GNT.
Mm-hmm.
We do work for Limpopo Connection, the company that does lay, you know, broadband, you know, in the province.
Yes.
And then we also speak for Resima Housing Development Corporation.
Mm.
We speak for, recently you would know that Musina Makaro Special Economic Zone, you know, was created into, or rather, you know, filled its structure, you know, with people and so on and so forth. So previously, when, you know, the company was still at the project, you know, level, I would do, you know, stakeholder relations and communications for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have been doing that, and we continue to do that for those subsidiaries that do not have the resources.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, where are you from, Prapet?
Ekezwa Matlala. There is a village called Matlala just before you get to a turn off to Lephalale on the Seshego Road.
Yes.
There is a village called Hwibi. That's where I was born and bred.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It's very global, that village, in terms of profile.
In terms of profile.
Yeah, you get the likes of me coming out.
You are marketing the village now. It's in your nature.
Yeah. Stand up, stand yeah, up. Yeah. Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, that's where I grew up. You know, I did my primary school there. I did my high school there. Yeah.
Okay.
So my life and, yeah, I was brought up in that village.
So how was it like growing up, Kwibi?
Look, Kwibi, you know, it became very, how can I put it? I mean, I grew up in a village which has had a very, very powerful soccer team.
Okay.
And then when I was at the primary school, we used to have a you know, Mr. Palani, may his soul rest in peace. He was very popular with you know, those you know, songs, you know, the competitions and whatnot.
Sports competitions.
Not sports.
Just songs.
Songs.
All right.
There used to be school competitions around singing and so on and mm-hmm. so forth. So the school was so, I mean, the village was so famous because of that school called Nom Modigwa. I used to sing, you know, in the infant category.
Yeah.
And then we would travel, you know, and go and beat other schools and so on and so forth.
Wow, okay.
So we grew up very well because back in the day, every parent was your parent. I remember there was this old man, he's also laid, you know, on the back of my street. He was very strong. He could run. He could chase.
Yes.
During this time of the year, summer holidays, he will be back at home. You know, he comes across a group of boys. He will just chase you and start assaulting you with a belt. And when you ask, or if you get to be asked exactly what have these guys done, he will always tell you that, you see, you know, a boy is always having some wrong things that he's thinking. I mean, you either punish him now
before he does it.
Yeah, before he does it. Either he has done it already, or he is going to do something. So either way, you just need to, you know, to punish him. Yeah, but anyway, it was a very, very united village because everybody know one another. I can assure you, you know, I'm representing my village as I'm talking to you right now. Almost everyone is listening now.
So your singing interest, does it still exist to date?
Are you that guy? Look, I grew up in a church as well, and then where I would, you know, sing time and again. But, you know, as you grow up, you get influenced by these other wrong things, and then you end up leaving things that you think they are not cool.
Yeah. Okay, so we can definitely conclude that he does not sing anymore. I was about to ask for a note or two. Mr. Patrick Manko is joining us in studio, acting head of marketing and communications at Leader. For friends of the show, we're getting to know him a little better today, away from just the work that he does. It's 13 minutes before 8 with Complexion and Mpomashita. We continue to serve you breakfast. Acting head of marketing and communications at Leader, who also just sold us his village, you know, so long ago. And we are ready to buy.
Told us that they are listening.
We are ready to buy into his village.
We can go and invest in that village.
I've been doctoring already. Yeah. Have you always wanted to do that, though? Be a spin doctor?
Look, when I was at high school, obviously you go through the career exhibitions and so on and so forth. My first choice of a career was that, you know, of law. I wanted to, you know, to study law.
Okay.
But today, you know, and I'm very thankful that God did not make it possible.
Why do you say that?
I mean, if you go through what is going on in the country, you know, the violence against women, you know, the stealing of public funds by people. I mean, I'm sure you know every day when you read through the news. I just believe if I was a lawyer today, some of these cases I would have deliberately lost them. Just so deliberately so that people can go and save, you know, life or terms. Yeah. Yes. And then my second choice of a career was journalism. But because, you know, our universities locally would the most famous university was University of Limpopo that one could think of.
Yeah.
The course was not there. And then I ended up not, you know, doing the two courses that I wanted to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what actually landed you there where you are, like, you know, the route that you took and everything?
Yeah, look, I went to Valley University of Technology.
Yeah.
And then that's where I studied. And then during my first year, I was made to be an information officer. You know, when you are a first year student, that's when you get abused. You know, you're running with posters, notice board every morning. You are this guy that must remove and put new, you know, notice boards and so on. And then soon as I completed my studies, I was very fortunate immediately to be employed by then Technicon SA.
Mm.
Then immediately I landed into student recruitment, you know, department, which is marketing. I was doing marketing across, you know, the province, Kiani, Vembe, Waterberg. And that, that's how I fell in love with marketing, and I never looked back. And then I went on and on until in 2003 when I saw an opportunity, you know, with provincial government, LIPSA then.
Mm-hmm.
I applied, I went to the interviews, and then I was successful, and then...
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to establish if you've always been passionate about communications. The first year when you were running around putting up posters and stuff, was it voluntarily, or were you doing it for the free meals at cafeteria? And
No.
Okay.
It was, look, Like I said, my first choice of a career was that of law.
Yeah.
And secondly, I wanted, you know, journalism, which is has to do with communications.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Were you in any way close to the late Minister Collins Chabane?
Look, we were very close. I must say, because of the proximity, because of LIPSA at the time reported to the then the Department of Economic Development, Environment and Tourism.
Okay.
And then, you know, Minister Collins Chabane was the then, you know, MEC in that department. May his soul rest in peace.
Mm.
So, yeah, personally, you know, from time to time, I would go to that department, either for meetings or for whatever things that I'll be doing. I'll meet with him.
Okay.
And then I'll have an opportunity just to say, MEC, we are producing a newsletter. What should I say about you? And then he will say, no, tell the people that you saw me. You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
We traveled together, you know, during the... Remember that in Limpopo, in terms of the Limpopo Development Plan, even before we had what we called the Limpopo Provincial Development Strategies.
Sure.
There's always been this, you know, need for regional economic integration.
Mm.
Where we are saying the SADC and the province must trade, exchange, you know, trade relations, you know, your tourism, et cetera, and cultural relations, et cetera.
Sure.
So the then minister, I mean the then MEC led, you know, this campaign where we had, you know, we've been to Botswana, we've been to Zimbabwe, sure. We've been to Namibia. He did very well. So most of the time we will be, you know, traveling with him, and then he will make us feel at home, you know, whether we are in any, you know, African state or whatever.
Yeah.
But what you would always find to be humbling about him is that wherever we were, there will always be local people that will know him, and then they will be talking to him like this guy that grew up with them.
Yeah.
I was shocked that he was a soccer player somewhere in Namibia, Ogwendiva, just at the border of Namibia and Angola.
Yeah.
We were in those villages, and then people will come and surround him. He is a known, you know, soccer player at of the time. Yeah.
The animal.
Yeah.
Were you traveling in the same car most of the time?
No, not really.
Well, you must be grateful for that, because he's tasting music.
No. We would not travel in the same car. We would travel different cars, but ultimately when we reached the destination, you know, we would be there, and then we will interact. He was a very good man.
Yeah, he was also a musician, so
yes,
that's what I'm saying. He's tasting music.
Yeah.
I remember very well that he dropped an album.
Yes.
And in that album, it had only 3 tracks, but those 3 tracks, you could drive from here to Pretoria.
Yeah.
One track plays 1 hour, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know that, those melodies.
So, you know, who's your favorite communicator in Limpopo, or maybe in the country, and why?
You know, I've always looked at, last week I tweeted something about Tlaisan Monyela.
Okay.
Ah. I still believe he's one of the finest, you know, communications guys that this country has ever produced.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have any special, you know, reasons. Mm. But he worked here in Limpopo in the Department of Local Government.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We obviously, I belong to the Provincial Communicators Forum, and we will interact from time to time.
Nice.
When I'm in Pretoria and then I have time, I'm always, you know, able to call him, and then we can meet for 1 or 2 minutes, et cetera. So yeah. To me, Tlaisan is one of those guys, you know, that in communication you can ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even on radio, he's good. He's a former colleague.
You know, he's a very good.
He was part
well.
Of the starting lineup at Capricorn FM when we started. So that is your favorite communicator. Sorry, Pule Mabe. Mr. Patrick Mankwe is the acting head of marketing and communications at Leader. Why do I sense Buchamanyana? Ladies, man.
No.
Never. It's such a classic song. Are you a big fan of
I saw
soul
you
and
becoming R&B? Emotional, you know. Jumping up and down. You've got to be a Christian at one stage, man.
Yeah,
I am as well.
Okay, so Jesus is love.
Yeah.
But are you a fan of soul, R&B, and?
I'm a fan of every type of music. I'm not too specific, but I think R&B to me, it does the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you attend any soul sessions?
You know what? I haven't. I'm a very well. On weekends, I spend a lot of time at home. I just prefer to be at home.
And not really going out much.
Not really. Because there hasn't. To me, there are not really a lot of places in the province that, you know, resonate with the type of person I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But then, if that is the case, so you never relax in the province, you relax in other provinces. Like, what do you do when you are here? How do you relax?
Look,
apart from being at home.
Apart from being, you know, at home, it would be if I have to, you know, do my little piece of tourism where I would go to see my aunt, you know, my cousins, et cetera. But most of the time, like I'm saying, I would just, you know, be with a friend of mine. Is my colleague as well, and we will just hang around and just relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beer, whiskey, wine?
Amarula. Okay. Yeah, I left, you know, one glass of Amarula.
That's the first.
And we are finished.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, there will be a day when I would, you know, go for the whole bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it will take the whole day. And I mean, from the whole afternoon.
Yeah.
Maro, on this particular day, one glass, and then I'll realize, no, this thing is just not comfortable. I'll start running. You know, I do a lot of jogging.
Yeah.
Every,
you know, three times a week.
Yeah. Okay.
So as soon as something is in my system and then I don't feel good about it, I just go.
You go running.
Running, and then I take it out. Yeah.
System is already weak. So.
Yeah, well, I was not made
for that. I was 9 or 10. I was chill until 3 a.m. the next day.
My system was not made for that.
One bottle the whole day. Oh, never.
And then you still go to run it off like a jet.
I don't run, me. I just eat the next day and I'm fine.
Yeah.
I mean, how would your friends describe the kind of person that you are, you know?
I think I'm a very good guy, you know.
Uh-huh.
Personally, I regard myself as this guy that is very, very, you know, good to my friends, my colleagues. Any one of them, you know, would tell you that Patrick is a chilled guy.
Okay.
I'm never get angry. I don't get angry very easy. I don't see anything that can really make me angry.
Yeah.
No.
Sure. All right.
We'll continue with the conversation shortly, getting to know him a bit better. Patrick Mankwe joining us in studio as the acting head of marketing and communications at Leaders. If you've just joined us, where the hell have you been, man? We've been at it. Friends of the show joining us in studio, acting head of marketing and communications at Leader, Mr. Patrick Mankwe. So as we wrap up, good sir, what plans do you have for the festive season?
Well, I would just be, you know, around the province. As you know, this pandemic, you know, is a concern to everyone.
Mm.
you know, you're just better, you know, relax and just be safe and make sure that the spaces within which you traversed is a very safe space. So I would just basically be doing minimal, you know, traveling, because as soon as all these people from other provinces land in the province, then you know that anything, you know, they brought, they will be bringing, you know, with them, you know, this thing. And therefore, the best is just to stay around, go visit mom, come back, and stay, you know, until we are able to go back in January.
Sure. Are you a sports fan in any way?
Yeah, look.
What do you follow?
I follow Kaizer Chiefs, I must say.
I can tell, man. You have this soft thing.
Right? Yeah.
What do you mean, Kumlesh?
You know what they say, 99% of Chiefs fans are women. The other percent just needs to be very clear.
Where are we going with this complexion?
Exactly. I mean, just, you know, as we wrap up, with the work that you do at LEAD, are you still excited about the work you're doing there?
Look, the work of economic development, you know, it's a very, you know, ever challenging, very interesting job. I'm still very interested in what I'm doing because you learn new things, you know, on a daily basis, because, you know, the world changes on daily basis, and therefore you've got to keep up, you know, with the developments and what other people, you know, elsewhere are doing. So to me, it's a very exciting environment, but however, you've got to be a hard worker to be successful in communications. You've got to read, you've got to understand, you know, the world of economics, because you can't come here and speak for a huge organization such as LEAD when you don't even understand, you know, what it means to interpret the economic data. So to me, yeah, you've got to be always on the learning curve in order, you know, to not get bought. Yeah.
But about earning post year payment, like, you know, remove the acting. No hints. We'll leave it at that for now, sure. Well, thank you so much for coming through and letting us into your private space. We really appreciate it. It doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
Whenever we speak to you, whenever you come to our youth seminars, it's always about business. It's always about the work and institution that you represent. But today it was an honor to get to know you on a personal front.
No, thank you very much, Mpo. Thank you very much, Complexion. It's my pleasure.
All right. Chris, please get us some Arula ready, my man. the party is on right now. No, the weekend has already started. Joining us in studio was acting head of marketing and communications at LEAD, Mr. Patrick Monko.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za. Okay.